We had that on earlier. I don't know what happened to it.
Must have hit it.
I was never very good at directions anyway. Started out as a kid and it's continued. Although my wife has trained me a little bit in that area. So. The title of today's message is Loneliness in the Modern World. Now I have preached a shorter version of this message on Wednesday in chapel. And Reverend Correa suggested afterwards, he said, you got to preach that in the pulpit. I said, I already started on doing a series in one of the books. But I told him I would think about it. Lo and behold, I saw him again on Friday when I came up to do some school business, and he suggested it again. Now, when a man of his character and his faithfulness requests something twice, you can't really turn him down. So my apologies to those who already heard a shortened version, but you're going to hear a longer one, so hopefully there will be something that will assist you in that as well. The reason I preach this message on loneliness is because I had noticed over the past year or so there are one or two students in our school who always seem to be alone. I would go down into the lunchroom and frequently, not always, but frequently they would be sitting alone. And so, I decided that I would try to do something about that. Because being alone is not a good thing. God made us as persons who interact with other persons. He placed us in a social context. And our relationships with others are very important. And so when you see, and this is not a problem in the school, but there's always people in the very best of circumstances who are isolated and alone, and don't feel comfortable interacting with others. So I challenged the students on Wednesday to watch out for these people who are kind of loners and try to befriend them. Historically, the kids in public school and in some Christian schools have formed little cliques which exclude others. So I asked them, and I think by and large they do a good job at this, but I asked them, watch out for those that we've missed somewhere along the way. Try to include them, because friends are crucially important. We live in a culture when suicide, especially among young people, is at epidemic proportions, not just in the United States, but throughout a good part of Western Europe as well. Bullying is so widespread. We have people all the time who are, you see and read in the newspapers, of these events, these actions that have resulted in a child killing themselves because they just couldn't take it anymore. And you see parents confronting schools. Now, this is not a problem in most Christian schools because we wouldn't put up with it. And we have a spiritual foundation with which to deal with it. And this means something to me because of my experience in Vietnam. That event keeps me ever aware of the problem of loneliness. Now, in my company, in the infantry companies in the Marine Corps, you have three rifle platoons and a weapons platoon. And when my platoon went out, platoons would frequently go with us under my command. And we were on an operation, a sweep, that had been assigned to us. And along with the machine gun squad, I think it was. They had two types of squads in that weapons platoon. Guns and rockets. And this was the gun, meaning machine gun squad, I believe. But this is over 50 years ago, so my memory might be a little shaky. And what I noticed was one of the sergeants, who should have known better, criticizing one of the troops in that. And that really aggravated me. And I can't remember exactly, but I think I spoke to him about it. But I also thought about it after I had left the scene, as we continued on our sweep. And I said, you know, I've got to speak to the captain about this. I think I could work with that kid. You're talking about somebody between 18 and 20. But I kept noticing that he kept on his case. So I said, I do need to go to the captain. The only problem was, the very day we got back, we had to go down and stand guard at a place. The whole company went this time. It's about 10 miles away. It's a good little hike. But nothing us Marines couldn't do, of course, in a short period of time. Now, that he wasn't attached to my platoon at that time. He was back with his own platoon. We're all heading down, and we have our different assignments when we got there. But we're headed down the trail, what would not really qualify here as a road, but, and somewhere along the way, we hear a shot ring out. And we all, of course, head to the ground and look around to get ready for whatever's coming at us. But it was only that single shot. And what had happened is, that kid had killed himself. Probably doesn't appear in the records as a suicide. Because you got, I forget how many thousand dollars, but a few thousand dollars if you got killed in Nam. They wanted to claim that he had been killed in action, which I'm glad they did for the family's sake. So, loneliness is a serious issue. And I have to remember that every once in a while to keep me on my toes. Because I failed to get to the captain before we got out of there. Now, maybe I couldn't have done something. Maybe he would have refused. Maybe he thinks he needs it. And I don't know. The kid might have been a real problem. But it seemed to me like he was cut off from the world and he had nobody to bond with in his unit. And that wasn't true of my platoon. Everybody had bonds there. And that's extremely important. When you're in action. So I feel in some way that I, even though I make those excuses about, you know, we didn't have the time, or it might not have done any good, but I failed. I failed to go to the captain and make an attempt. And who would have dreamed it? You got danger enough. Worrying about getting shot by the enemy. You don't think of young men shooting themselves. But I've noticed in the newspaper, They're holding all sorts of seminars. I noticed in the Air Force the other day that they said there's so many suicides and military personnel, and they don't know how to deal with it. So that question is often behind my back. In the back of my mind, I should say. Could I have made a difference? And just as a little side point here, remember that everything that you do in life is important. When you make mistakes, get them rectified as soon as possible. And if you think you're going to do something, get it done. Because it might have ramifications. Maybe not this year. But it could have ramifications down the path. Now that's, so those of you, some of you have heard that already, the rest of it you haven't. So those of you who are relaxing in their patience, you can get back on board with me now. The second area of concern in loneliness is the elderly. You see all these ads on television that drive me crazy about how wonderful a place this is. Come and look it over for the elderly. But fundamentally, they're warehouses. And people in there with all the people around them get lonely and depressed. And to that end, and to kind of gauge what our responsibility might be, I want to look at scripture. 2 Timothy Come here, Timothy. Thanks, boy. I really needed that. Hear the words of God. Honor widows who are really widows, beginning with verse 3. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them, meaning the children or grandchildren, first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues supplications and prayers night and day. But if it, and then I'm going to skip verse 6 because it talks about the one who goes off and follows a course of evil. So we're jumping from the end of, from verse 5 to verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith